This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Here in the United States, people in Southern California remain on edge after two major earthquakes shook much of the state. Measured at 6.4 on Thursday and 7.1 on Friday, the two quakes were the area's strongest in at least two decades. The first one was centered in the Mojave Desert, the second near the town of Ridgecrest on the edge of Death Valley, about 200 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles. Several thousand homes lost power, and there were fires and reports of cracked buildings along with gas line and water main breaks. The state's Office of Emergency Services is on its highest alert level. Mark Ghilarducci heads that office.
We know that there's been quite a bit of damage, and we know that there's been a lot of impact. So we are moving resources from these various agencies and departments that are represented here into staging area to get them as close as possible.
He talked about damages in Ridgecrest.
Structure fires, mostly as a result of gas leaks or gas line breaks. There are gas line breaks throughout the city. There are also reports of water main breaks.
Ghilarducci also addressed himself to injuries, and the news there was generally good.
We have not had any reports of fatalities yet, but we do know that there have been injuries. There's been a significant increased number of EMS calls to the 911 centers.
At this hour, aftershocks are still being felt in Southern California. National Guard troops have been activated to help. National Guard General David Baldwin.
That will include about 200 security forces, sustainment troops, which are logistical support, and aviation assets, including helicopters from the Army National Guard and cargo aircraft from California's Air National Guard.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. A Syrian monitor says 13 people, including 7 children and 3 women, were killed today in what it calls a horrific massacre in Syria's western Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports the attack was carried out by President Bashar al-Assad's warplanes and helicopters. The United States next week will consult with the United Nations Nuclear Agency over the Iran situation. Certain to be included, Tehran's announced plan to ratchet up its uranium enrichment beginning this weekend. The meeting with the International Atomic Energy Agency is set for Wednesday. The International Organization for Migration warns that a massive displacement of people in Democratic Republic of Congo's Ituri and North Kivu provinces poses a serious health hazard. It is a two-sided problem: renewed inter-ethnic fighting and Ebola. Joel Millman is the IOM spokesman in Geneva.
Poor hygiene conditions and displacement sites severely increase the risk that Ebola, as well as cholera, measles, and acute respiratory diseases will spread. Many of these people are seeking assistance in Ebola-affected Bunia, where the displacement site, officially called General Hospital Site, has received more than 5,000 new internally displaced persons, increasing the site's population to 10,000, or twice its capacity.
African officials are in Niger's capital, Niamey, this weekend for an African Union summit that begins the so-called operational phase of a long-sought continental free trade zone. 50 heads of state and foreign ministers are expected to take part in Sunday's meeting on the African Continental Free Trade Area. By integrating economies and reducing trade barriers, the pact is aimed at increasing employment prospects, living standards, and opportunities for the continent's 1.2 billion people, and to make Africans more competitive regionally and globally. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro is coming under new strong criticism for his handling of his political opposition. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has issued a scathing report accusing Venezuela's security forces of more than 5,000 killings last year.
A report notes attacks against actual or perceived political opponents and human rights defenders, ranging from threats and smear campaigns to arbitrary detention, torture and ill treatment, sexual violence, killings and enforced disappearance.
Venezuela's Deputy Foreign Minister William Castillo fired back, saying the report failed to reflect the reality in Venezuela. The United States says it hopes for a peace deal with the Afghan Taliban in the next few months, but many analysts and Afghan officials as well are skeptical, since the Afghan government and the Taliban have yet to hold direct talks. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said last month in Kabul the U.S. is aiming for a peace deal before September 1st. More news at voanews.com online. Gene Randall, VOA News.
V- VOA 1. The best music. The best.